Chapter 19. After these things I heard, as it were, a kol gadol of a great multitude in Shemaim, saying, Praise Hashem, the Yeshua and the Kavod and the Gevurah is of Eloheinu, because Emes and Zedek are his judgments, because he judged the Zona HaGedolah, who was corrupting Haaretz with the Zenut of her, and he took vengeance on her who has on her hands the dam of his servants. And again they said, Praise Hashem, the smoke of her ascends, Olame Olamim. And the Esrim V'Arba Azikanim fell down, and the Arba Hayot, and they worshipped Hashem who sits on the Kisei, saying, Omein, praise Hashem. And a call from the Kisei came forth, saying, Say Baruch Hashem Eloheinu, all you avadim of him, and the ones with Yiras Shamayim, Kitanim, and the Gedolim. And I heard, as it were, a sound of a great multitude, and a sound like Mayim Rabim, and a sound like mighty thunder, saying, Baruch Hashem, because Hashem Eloheinu reigns El Shaddai. Let us have simcha and exalt and give kavod to him, because has come the Yom Hahupa, the Yom Nisuim of the Sei, and his Kala has made herself ready. And it was given to her that she should be clothed with fine linen, bright and tahor, for the fine linen are the zedakot of the Kadoshim. And he says to me, Write, Ashrei are the ones having been summoned to the Sudas Moshiach, the Sudas Yom Nisuim of the Sei. And he says to me, These are the Divrei Emes of Hashem. And I fell before his feet to worship him. And he says to me, You must abstain from such, for I am a fellow Eved with both you and your Havarim, who hold on to the Adut of Rebbe Melech HaMoshiach, worship Hashem. For the Adut of Rebbe Melech HaMoshiach, Yeshua, is the Ruach HaNevuah. And I saw Shomayim having been opened, and hine a sus levan, and the one riding on it is called Ne'eman and Yasher, and in Tzedek he judges and makes milhama. And the einaim of him are as a flame of ash, and on the head of him are many atarot, and he has a name inscribed of which no one has da'as except himself, and he is robed in a kaftan dipped in dam, and his name is called the Devar Hashem. And the Tzivos Hashem, the Tzivos Hashemayim were following him on Susim Levanim. They were dressed in fine linen, Levan and Tahor. And out of the pay of him goes forth a sharp cherev, that with it he may strike the Goyim, and he will shepherd them with a Shevet Barzel, and he treads the press of the Yayin of the fury of Haron Af of Hashem El Shaddai, and he has on his kaftan and on his thigh a name inscribed Melech HaMelechim and Adon HaAdonim. And I saw one Malach having taken his stand in the Shemesh, and he cried out in a kol gadol, saying to all the birds flying in mid heaven, Bo, gather to the Suda HaGedolah of Hashem, that you may eat the basar of Melachim, and the basar of captains, and the basar of strong men, and the basar of Susim, and of their riders, and the basar of all, both B'nai Horin and Avadim, and the Kitanim, and the Gedolim. And I saw the Chaya Antimoshiach and the Melachim of Haaretz and their armies assembled to make milhama with the one sitting on the sus and with the Tzivos Hashem, and the Chaya anti-Moshiach was captured, and with it the Navi Sheker, the one having performed the Otot before it, by which he deceived the ones having received the Tav of the Chaya anti-Moshiach, and the ones worshipping its Azav. These two were cast alive into the Agam Ha'esh, burning with Gofrit, and the rest were killed with a cherev of the one sitting on the sus, the cherev having proceeded out of the pay of him, and all the birds were fully fed by their basar.